Good morning. This is the Grand Generation Day, and we changed it from all previous years on the worship service in honor of the elderly. And I want to explain why we did this. And we'll also be praying for the Kirakira service. And I want to share with you how this came to be, this name change. In the first worship service, Matsui-san discussed her service. And first, let us hear the testimony of Mr. Ando, who also works in the elderly care service. Please welcome him. I'm very happy to thank you for your support and prayers for the Kirakira service. Every week from Monday to Saturday, no matter the weather or the condition of the world, we are helping the elderly people. Every day there are 11 to 19 people, an average of 14 people who are using our service. We're very thankful that from all the different services, that are as many as the stars, they chose our service. There are many who are connected to the service through the church, but that's not all. The local care managers also recommend us, and there are many who come to us because of that. And there are many who have been coming to Kirakira service for years, and we're thankful for their continued participation. So we believe that through the recommendations of users, their families and their acquaintances are also coming to use the service, and we're thankful for that. But we also have the support of workers and volunteers other than the day service. And those people are also increasing in number. We have volunteer cooks in the kitchen. Sometimes there are more of them than there are of the regular workers. In 2017, I entered this as an employee of this service, and now it is 7 years later, and I still think this is a wonderful and amazing thing. I didn't understand or imagine at the time how much I would enjoy this work. And it has been the smiles and laughing faces of the users that keeps me sustained. I have driven the bus. I have done all kinds of things, but my most important work is to be the worker in charge of laughter. They call me Joking Ando. And so if they are praising me, if they are laughing at my jokes, and I continue to escalate in my jokes. More than anything, I want them to laugh and smile and enjoy their days. There is so much value to my life in this. I want the users to tell each other, it's so much fun to be at Kira Kira Service. We don't ask how old you are or what your experience is. You can work here. You can work full-time or you can work as a part-time. The service is now 21 years old, and we need more people to work in order to continue it. So please, if you can find it in your hearts, please come and work with us. And for everyone, we ask that you pray for our workers and that we have more vocations. And now we will take a look at the photographs of the service that Mr. Ando has provided. So this is the 21st year of the Kira Kira service. I'd like to introduce the pictures. Here's a picture of the day service where one of the workers is talking to one of the elderly. Here we have the young children singing, and this is a special feature is that the Morinogakuen children and the children are playing violins, I think. And so this is very fun for the elderly people. In March, they went to Umezonikoen to see the plum trees. And here we have them viewing the sakura, the cherry trees, in April. In May, they went to the biological gardens in Tsukuba. In August, the mana kindergartners came. And you can tell that the elderly people are really enjoying it with very wide smiles. We are making snacks every day. And in September, there was ohagi. We have all kinds of recreation. This day, they were making sunflower pictures and putting them on the wall. Every month we have exercise activities that help them maintain a healthy body. We have volunteers playing the piano, and people enjoy the performance. In the summer, we have a summer festival. And we made barbecued corn. Every day, the volunteers are making meals. Here's an example of the menu. But eating together with their friends is the most fun part of it. Here we have home visit care. This is a challenge. We help them do their own work and support them rather than doing it for them. There are very few services that will go out into the homes, but we need more helpers for this work. We have the care managers in the in their office. We have a prayer request. We want you to give thanks for the support of everyone for 21 years. We are thankful for the good times. We need more staff for daycare, for bathing the elderly. We need more people for visits, for the home helpers and other home care. And we need to pass on the torch to a younger generation as our staff is getting older. And Pastor Hone says thanks, and I would like to ask you to pray for the Kirakira service, and now I would offer a prayer myself. Heavenly Father, for 21 years you have supported our Kirakira service, and we give you thanks. We believe that this service was a command from you, God, and it started in the first floor of hall. Then, after some years, we were given a place called Shion, the welfare building, and we are so thankful for that place. There are times when we didn't think we had enough, but we always managed with something. At those times, you always fulfilled our needs. In the Kirakira service, those who are coming often are saved there. There are so many who accepted you, Jesus, in the Kirakira service. We ask that you make it evermore a place where your people can work and help each other. In the day service, we ask that you help all the workers and that everyone in the service offer the love and feel the love that is you, God. We ask that they can experience the joy of serving each other. And we ask that you bless the workers and the users of our service. We ask that you guide us in this work. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We will have Ms. Shiraishi, who is running the service, will talk during the announcement time. So now let us go to the Bible reading for today's sermon. It is from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. Genesis So let us read Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 4. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and your name will be, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Until now, we called this service the service for the elderly. And I would like to explain why we changed it from the worship service in honor of the elderly to the Grand Generation Day this year. Now, the World Health Service, World Health Organization, WHO, defines people age 65 and older as elderly. But here, we use the term elderly to refer those who are 75 years or older at Megumi Church in this service. When I looked up the word commendation or recognition in a dictionary, I found that it means to make widely known a hidden good deed or achievement. It also means to make widely known and to commend. And so the Senior Citizen Recognition Service is a service in which we honor those 75 years of age or older, give thanks for the blessings of living together, and rejoice in the blessings of growing older in God's love, and give them a small heartfelt gifts of gratitude, all together in God's name. And that's the kind of worship service we want this to be. If this includes introducing the work of the Kirakira service and the Kirakira Kai, and we ask your support and prayers for the Kirakira service. And so I think it's natural that the Lord's blessing and grace has been offered in this service under the name of the worship service in honor of the elderly. However, I have begun to hear some people say that they feel uncomfortable about the name honoring the elderly. I'm 75 years old, but I'm still in good health, and I don't feel good about being called a senior citizen. I don't feel comfortable being honored as a senior citizen. Some of them say this. And so, for about 5 years now, we have been discussing what kind of name we could use instead of the service for the elderly. We talked about the blessing service for senior citizens, or senior blessing service, or silver generation blessing service, or the Kirakira Day, or Kirakira Service Day. And finally, we came up with the name Grand Generation Day. Until now, it's always been written in kanji, but with this word taken from English, we have to write it in katakana. I suppose some people may be very surprised at that, but this is familiar here since we have Mana Day and Morigaku Day, and katakana expressions like Eastertide and Advent, Christmas Groove have been offered in the past, and we thought that it might be accepted in the same way as those services. And now I want to talk about this word, Grand Generation, which seems to be an English word, but it's actually a Japanese word, not a word that originally existed in English. I think it fully encompasses the intent of these services. This is actually a Japanese-made English word. And who thought of this? It was a broadcaster and scriptwriter named Kundo Koyama. And he's also the creator of Kumamon, the Kumamoto Prefecture character. And so why did he make this this word Grand Generation? He coined it to describe people who are actively enjoying their second life after retirement. The word grand means superlative or greatest. And the term grand generation is a respectful way of referring to the elders of the generation who are enjoying life in various styles as they age but they're still young and have a wealth of knowledge and experience while considering themselves as the top generation in life. We did consider using the Japanese expression of the term grand generation and calling it the most excellent generation blessing service, but we rejected the idea because it was a bit too heavy. And we know that our neighbor as far as we are concerned, our neighbor in the Aeon Mall has been supporting this concept of grand generation and has been running the campaign and developing products while calling Respect for the Aged Day GG Day as a acronym for grand generation for about 10 years now. But this is not GG Day, which means grandfather or old person. And it's not very respectful. But most importantly, why did we decide to go with Grand Generation Day? The most important reason is that there are many people of God who were used by God as the most advanced, oldest generation, as important biblical characters in the Bible. Here in Genesis 12, we see Abraham, or at that time called Abram. He was a man whose life was changed by the hand of God at the age of 75 years. The Bible says, I will bless you and you will be a blessing, and all generations of people in this world and throughout the world will be blessed through you. I have chosen you as the starting point of the blessing of I who am God. And so God promised him. And these words of that promise came to ultimate fulfillment with the birth of Jesus, the Savior, the image of God, who came to this earth to redeem and deliver mankind from the wages of sin, eternal destruction and eternal suffering in the burning hell of Gehenna, as a descendant of Abraham. God's work, what God does, is not only done in a short span of 1 or 2 years, but when we look at the Bible, we see that it is performed over a period of 100 or 1,000 years. A time span which is difficult to imagine for those of us whose lives are often less than 100 years. So the scale of the story may be too large to be understood, but for Abraham, who is the one person in question, the real question was, why now? Why me? Even if it were me, I would have had more power and more potential when I was a little younger. So why bother with me now when I am old? We can imagine from other biblical passages, not just Genesis 12, that there must have been hesitation and doubts. And if we look at Genesis 12:7, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. God gives Abraham these words, which are incomprehensible to Abraham, who was 75 years old and had no children. Even though Abraham was confused that God chose his old age to give him the land, I think that God's words must have spurred him on and made him confused. But after this, God told Abraham something more specific, and more incomprehensible to him who did not understand what God was intending. At that point, he said, "I will give you a son to you and to your wife Sarah, who is as old as you are." Now, at the time Abraham told him that, God told Abraham that, Abraham was 100 years old and still childless. The most specific details of giving him a son didn't make much sense. For Abraham, it was too specific, and even more confusion. He and his 90-year-old wife Sarah responded with a mocking smile, "How is that possible?" We humans who are so limited, of course, this is a natural reaction. But you know, from God's point of view, Abraham's age was the perfect time, because there was absolutely no human possibility, no human power at all. I am reminded of the Apostle Paul's confession, "I am strong in weakness because of Christ. If I need to boast, I will boast about my weakness." We are weak in Christ, but we live with him by the power of God. We are reminded of Paul's confession that the time when nothing is beyond our power is God's time. This is the confession that we must remember. It is when we are weak physically or mentally or spiritually that it is the time of the Lord. In a sense, we can say that growing old is a time when the Lord's time opens up for us. One day I said to myself, "This is hard. I can't do it. I can't do it. I have neither the ability nor the talent to do it." And I felt so weakened that I couldn't get out of bed. But then my wife said to me, "Well, why not just pray? Pray that I can't do it. Isn't that where it starts?" And I thought to myself, I know that. Even though I know that, it's hard because I can't do it. And then slowly the thought that that's right welled up like a small light beginning to shine in the darkness where there was not a single light. And after all, I live day after day with the mindset, "I'll do it, please help me." Of course, in the end, I try to rely on my own strength, my own thoughts, my own ideas, my own rightness, my own excellence, my own pride and boasting, my own ability to be more distinguished. And I am frustrated, disappointed, and determined, and it does me no good. I do not even concede the gaps where God's power is expressed. But now I am coming to the realization that I have been using and seeking God to fill such gaps, that fulfilling God's will was not the purpose of my life. I've come to realize I've been trying to live a light of faith, saying that I have been heard or not heard, given or not given, opened or not opened, protected or not protected, guided or not guided, according to the degree to which my desires have been accomplished or fulfilled. And in this sense, to grow old is to create a situation in which everyone must face his or her own weakness through physical and mental decline, and with it the opportunity to experience the power, honor, vigor, wisdom, and glory that the Lord God will lay out before us. if you feel physical decline, if you feel this physical decline, even more than before, you will feel closer to death. And if you feel death, you will not be able to help but think about and hope for life beyond it. We are forced to acknowledge our own helplessness as we move towards death against our will. In the face of the reality that the life you have always believed will be your life is not according to your will, you will think, there must be someone who is in charge of life. There must be someone that I need to be there. I want to be rewarded for this life. If there is someone, I want to ask for help from that person, and this is the chance to ask for help from God. This is when we are reminded of God. You know, Moses was the same way. When he was called by God to lead the people of Israel, he was already 80 years old. Moses himself wrote in Psalm 90, our age is 70 years, and even if we are healthy, 80 years, and most of it is toil and hardship. But for Moses, it was an age he would live each day with an awareness of death. He was 80 years old, and if I die now or tomorrow, there would be nothing strange about that. In fact, when God told Moses, I will use you who are 80 years old to lead more than 2 million people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, Moses, like Abraham, said, please do not say such unrealistic and foolish things. I am just an old man living my days as if it wouldn't be a strange thing if I died at any moment. And I have nothing to live for. But for the next 40 years until the age of 120, and at the age of 120, when he died, his condition was as this, from Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. That was the state he was in. In other words, no matter how much you are aware and prepared for your own death, you cannot end your life. It's only when God says that's it, then that is the end of your life. But for the rest, all of your life and all of its possibilities are in God's hands. When we speak of life, when God's work is being done through that life is blessed. Just as a bush that should burn up quickly does not burn up, but continues to burn, allowing God's will to be done. When we do this, we can rejoice in a joy that is not dependent on conditions, and we realize that the life we have been given is the best life we can have. And Moses himself, this is what he learned. This is what he demonstrated and taught us through the Bible and the way he lived his life. As he wrote down his actual experience of that life, he also teaches it to us who live here in the 21st century now. I think we can be taught that weakness, whether physical, mental, or spiritual, is not a bad thing in God's hands. Rather, it is God's time. It is a time of waiting, where we wait for God, and it is a time of opportunity. This Grand Generation Day. What age is considered the grand generation or the top generation? Might differ from person to person, 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 or 110 or 120 years old. However, one fact that the Bible teaches us is that if we live godly lives, if we live in God, if we live according to the Lord Jesus, if we live by listening to, obeying, and doing His teachings and His word, then, with the Lord Jesus, we can have heart-to-heart talks to Him. We can live with Him in our hearts, and that's always the best generation. We face difficulties and we're frustrated that we have no control. Is this the body rusting, or is it predestined guidance that I have no control over that? Is it a decline, or is it appropriate? Is it a hardship to be endured, or a wall to break through? Is it powerlessness or ineffectiveness? Should we accept it or resist it? As we walk through these expressions of our lives, those paths of our lives, one fact we can learn from the Bible is that the promise of all of them, if they are in Jesus Christ, we are the best generation, the grand generation. This is the grand promise. Abraham and Moses both encountered God in their elderly days, at the advanced ages of 75 and 80. And their lives after that were marked by greater hardships, unprecedented setbacks, helplessness, and ineffectiveness, more than they had ever experienced in their earlier lives. But all their lives since that time were the grand generation. I visited a person once, and they had fallen ill and were no longer able to lead the life that they had led. And I met them wondering, what kind of face and expression should I put on? And then he greeted me with a cheerful expression, as if he were speaking to me and saying, why do you have such a worried expression on your face? And then he said, I can't go to church whenever I want to like before, and I can't move my body freely like before, but I am really happy now. I replay the Sunday service messages that I have heard so far in my mind and savor them again. I recite the words of the Bible that I have stored up, and I talk to Jesus. I could never be in such a conversation for 24 hours with Jesus. And so this opportunity makes me happy now. So the best generation, the grand generation for a person depends on that person being with Jesus in His Word and in Him. Whether over 75 or under 75, all who are in the Lord Jesus are the grand generation. I hope that we can take a new step forward, being blessed in the Lord Jesus and in the grand generation. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, when you are called at the age of 75 or 80, as Abraham and Moses were, to be told that you will be a great nation and I will bless you and you will be a blessing to all, from the depths of the destruction in sin, we are called, and you, God, even more than ever, through Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, have made us live as the grand generation. And may each of us, one by one, have the same heart and speak to you. Lord, our lives, perhaps our hands can do nothing, but in you, there will be times when we do your will. And we see the value of our lives. Somehow, in the Lord Jesus, may the Lord Jesus' words, may the things that Jesus intends, may these be done in our lives to our great joy. We ask for your blessing in this way. We value these precious gifts and thank you. And in the name of the saving Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.